This is dictating on Warren Herring. W-A-R-R-E-N. Warren, W-R-R-E-N. Herring, H-E-R-R-I-N-G. Date of birth is 5-16-1953. Date of visit is 14-24. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is hoarseness and sore throat with trouble swallowing. Next paragraph. Physical illness. This is a this is a 70-year-old male who has a long-standing history of smoking and alcohol use, was complaining of sore throat, hoarseness, trouble swallowing, and pain in the back of his throat for the past 2 months. The patient had trouble swallowing solids and cold or hot liquids, and due to severe pain, he has been unable to take much orally and thus lost over 20 pounds of weight over the past 3 months. The patient has smoked more than one pack per day and has done so for over 60 years. He denied fevers or chills, denied apoplexies and night sweats. Next line, next paragraph, the patient went for a CT of the neck, which showed a soft tissue mass at the epiglottis extending inferiorly in the pre-epiglottic space and supraglottic region along the vocal cords, most concerning for malignancy. There were metastatic lymph nodes in the right neck with areas of necrosis and additional lymph nodes in the neck which are nonspecific, and mass effect on the right internal jugular vein, which was narrowed due to pressure from the necrotic lymph node. Maxillary sinuses had some mucosal thickening. The patient had a chest x-ray on 2/24, which showed no acute infiltrates. Next paragraph. Past history has included history of COPD, history of right hip fracture, and placement of a rod in the right femur. He also had C-spine surgery in the past and has had lumbar disc repair with kyphoplasty. He had a left arm fracture with repair. And had bronchitis. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day. I'm sorry, over one pack per day for 60 years. Alcohol use regular. Next, allergies. No drug allergies. Next, family history. Mother died of kidney disease. Father died of old age. Next, review of systems for patient. Had weight loss and fatigue, no double vision or cataracts. He has sore throat and hoarseness and no nosebleeds. He shortness of breath and coughing spells, and no abdominal pains, heartburn or diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. He has some neck pain, denies anxiety or depression. He has no easy bruising and joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included nabumetone 500 milligrams BID, escitalopram 20 milligrams daily, gabapentin 300 milligrams TID, and lisinopril 2.5 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white male was alert, pale, but no acute stress. Blood pressure is 120/60, pulse is 78, respiration is 22, temperature 97.5, weight is 120, saturation 99. HE and D norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is dry, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. No thyroid enlargement, but lymph nodes are palpable in the right upper neck. There's mild venous distension. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered coarse wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of regular sonar S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities revealed no edema, lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Next, paragraph, trash number 1. Laryngeal mass, probable malignancy. Number 2 is chronic hoarseness. Number 3 is COPD. And number 4 is nicotine dependency. And number 5 is massive weight loss period. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. He was advised to get an ENT consultation for biopsy and possible treatment. He will also get a chest CT and a complete pulmonary function study. I was advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, and a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for David Weinrich, W-E-I-N-R-E-I-C-H, W-E-I-N-R-E-I-C-H, M-D, David Weinrich, M-D. Thank you.